Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago, the wonders of live radio. A couple of minutes late, technical problems, can't get a hold of my first guest other than that. Oh, okay. Hey, my guest is with us, right. Great topics today, clean energy and sports parents. Charla Gerber, she's the chief growth leader with Think Plus Energy. They're an environmentally friendly and clean energy company. She's got a background as a transformational coach and speaker. And then we're going to talk about some insights from the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. But let's jump right in. Charla, you with me?
I sure am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Anyway, Charla, give us some background. You know, the wonders of live radio is always fun, especially if I'm talking to somebody from around the world. I don't know if we have an excuse. Ha! But give us some background on yourself as a transformational coach and as being the growth leader with Think Plus Energy.
Oh, absolutely. I am just very blessed to be a part of this business. My background actually, and I think we talked before that my undergraduate was biology and chemistry. So I actually thought I wanted to be a doctor growing up. And then I found this amazing world of direct selling and the fact that we get to help ordinary people build an extraordinary life for themselves, where they're really, truly what you put into having an entrepreneurial opportunity, you get back out of it. And I fell in love with this industry in 1999, and I've been a part of it ever since, having the privilege of working for some multi-billion dollar organizations and product companies, service companies, you name it. And about 3 years ago, I got a phone call from our founder and CEO that was telling me about how we were going to be doing things different in the energy, electricity, community solar world, and how this company was going to be operating differently with some smart technology behind it. And I thought, wow, this is a once in a generation, once in a career type of opportunity. And left an amazing company, billion-dollar company, to come here and be part of this. And every day is a rodeo and a blast, both at the same time.
Nothing like a rodeo and a roller coaster. You know, we had the CEO, Michael Falk, was a guest of mine at the end of January, and he really talked about not only the fact of the big deal that I've made on the sports doctor for give or take four decades, the importance of a clean environment and the importance of everything from the climate change to wellness and health and wellness and the ravages of pollution, et cetera, et cetera. And in this day and age where there's an explosion of electricity concerns with the AI and all of these things going on, Michael had a great explanation about talking about his perception of, you know, what we used to call direct sales or multi-level marketing, famous as it was in the old Amway days, to he said it was the product. And what did you call it besides multi-level marketing?
Direct selling. And in this world today, it's actually kind of social selling because social media has taken over the world, and that's where you meet a lot of people. That's where relationships actually in today's world can start. Right?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Charla, that over the years, some of the most successful products in all areas have come through the world of network marketing, multi-level marketing, and it was always a challenge with individuals, whether they were entrepreneurs or they weren't. The sky was the limit, still is the limit, but you've been able to apply over your career. You know, you consider that you're leveraging the science where you're really talking about some of these situations regarding, again, the challenges of not only the company side with the solar energy farms and some of these other, the connection of all of this different electrical outlets and homes, But the idea, again, of the, is it sort of some of the rebirth of the famous network marketing?
Absolutely. The services companies in our industry are outperforming in many cases some of the product companies. And I think it's because we offer services that everybody needs. Everybody's paying the electric bill every day, every month, whether they want to or not. They've got to. They've got to keep the lights on, keep the power going to all their devices, their refrigerator, all that, right? We don't think about it, but it's actually something that's so necessary. It's not a discretionary spend. It's a necessary spend.
Now it's become a big deal. It's a hot topic.
Huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic today because of the fact of the cost of living and all of these aspects and the explosion of AI technology, where they're talking about building these gigantic centers. And we're all familiar with the catastrophes of our energy grid when it comes to some of these different challenges, whether it was the craziness in with droughts, or the idea of some of these hurricanes and some of these other concerns. And what's the site people can find out about the Think Energy, Think Plus Energy? What's the best website to find out with everything they do in Charlotte?
Well, good, great question. ThinkEnergy.plus, that is our website. That's where you can find out more about our products and services. Our parent company is EnergyWell.com. So EnergyWell is the parent company of Think Energy. Think Plus is the network that sells the products, where we offer the entrepreneurial opportunity. So that's how you can find out more about us.
We were very excited in the sports medicine world with the Japanese company Nikken. With the magnet and the therapeutic effect of magnetic technology. And then also, again, had the same challenges of the network. Is Amway still around? They must be. Do I got you?
I think I cut out for just a minute.
Okay. Yeah, nice. I left live radio. But is Amway still in this world?
Absolutely. I actually just was at a meeting, industry meeting, and someone from Amway was presenting. The CEO is the chairman of the board of the Direct Selling Association. And yes, so very much alive and presenting on Capitol Hill and lobbying for the amazing families that we help through the entrepreneurial opportunity to make sure that legislators really understand our industry and what we're all about. We're helping people.
Yeah. And good health, I know, is a big deal to you. I mean, as a transformational coach, I can't tell you how many coaches I've had on the sports doctor, life coaches, fitness coaches, performance coaches. Coaches is such a big deal. 25 years ago, nobody ever heard of it unless you were talking about a baseball team. But the idea, again, of your background in nutrition, supplements, the health and fitness world, and again, the idea in this challenge of electricity and energy, I don't know of a bigger one, again, on my side that I've been making such a big deal out of, which is clean, environmentally friendly energy. And I know we're fighting a real headwind with some of the new concerns over whether, people are still arguing about climate change and all of these things. But it's a tremendous challenge. And how have you found the application of, transformational coaching, the science behind some of this, when you're talking about developing the world of direct selling and multi-level marketing?
Oh, great question. I've found through the years, I thought it would be the business that would get in people's way because they joined and they have a reason why they want to build a secondary income for their family, or maybe it's a primary income. And, a lot of times people get started and they'll go great for a while and then things will fizzle off. And I've always wondered, what is it about that? Why don't they keep going? And, time and time again, as I would dig in and coach people, I would find that it wasn't anything to do with the business. They knew what to do with the business. It was their health. It was something to do with their marriage that was falling apart. It was their spiritual walk was falling apart.
It's interesting, Charlotte, that, again, where I've had psychologists and psychiatrists and whatever for decades, I had a Taoist master from the Netherlands a few months ago talking about 2,500-year-old lifestyle rules that were as pertinent today in teamwork or sports medicine as they were 2,500 years ago. But again, the mental game, as I call it on the sports doctor, which is, again, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, or you're a top performing celebrity or business person, I guess, you know, and these people, you never know who they are, especially who might become superstars in the direct marketing, multi-level marketing world.
That's exactly right. And that's why you just have to stick with people, because it's really about, until there's a way you can measure the passion in someone's heart and their ability to focus on the purpose that they have, their why. That's, it really is about that, what it is each day that they get up and that motivates them when their feet hit the floor to get going. You know, it's not just a paycheck. It's so much more than that. It's what it says about
you. Michael, your CEO, made a very big deal, and I agreed with him. It's all about the product. Again, whether it's a facial cream that's special or an anti-inflammatory situation, we were very excited about a lot of different aspects in the supplement world. I've had a new group on as radio guests over the past year or two. They're called sports pharmacists. We were talking pharmacy with that whole other world of men and women's sports. And the idea, again, of some of these different chemistries and the excitement about them in the health and wellness area. And but on the sales side of things and the business side of things, I would imagine you're a real educator when you're talking about, you know, what is the reputation in this point in time, do you believe, of direct sales?
Well, you know what, that's a great question. It depends on what demographic you're asking, because the Gen Z millennial world, really, it's the gig economy is what they've grown up in with Uber or Uber Eats right on their phone. So the opportunity to have a secondary income is very usual and customary to that demographic. It's to the Gen X and the boomers that, you know, you've had, most of them have had a story, one or the other, either some disappointment, if you will. And I think that's where companies that are reputable, companies that are out there to make a name for themselves for the long haul, like we are in Think Plus, they do things the right way. They make sure that they're following all the regulatory requirements that they're, you know, from the FTC, from whatever industry that they're in. It's critical.
They're very involved with the battery world, and they're really looking to change the whole different perception of how maybe energy is shared or protected as we go into the future. So this is what Michael was really talking about over these past couple of years. He's been in the world of energy his whole career.
That's right. That's right. And he's forgotten more than I'm ever going to know about the energy world or the battery world and how the virtual power plant concept works. But if you think about it this way, a Google search or an AI search, if you go to ChatGPT or something and you search, give it a question, it uses 10 times the power that it does for a Google search. And everybody's using AI every day, not to mention the data centers that are going online. I live in Texas. We've got over 400 AI data centers already in place with another 200 plus that are set to go online in the next 2 to 3 years. So much so that they're requiring new data centers in many cities and counties to produce their own power. And they have to produce their own power at the source. They can't take it from the grid. So every estate is plagued with something like that. They may not have the number we have, but they're certainly going to have stress on their grid as a result of AI.
The solar farms, the solar energy. I knew the time would fly by with you. We're talking again with Charla Gerbers, who's the chief growth leader with Think Plus Energy. Give us again the site people could find out about you and the company.
Yes, it's thinkenergy.plus. That is where you can find out about our company. You can find out about the opportunity to have your own home-based business or our products.
Is dot plus written out, spelled out?
P-L-U-S. Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
And that is, and ultimately,
Think Plus Energy.
Thinkenergy.plus. That is where you can find our information about our company. And you can also go to thinkenergy.com. Thinkenergy.com has more about the services that you can participate in the states that we offer services. And the states we don't offer services, talk to your legislator, because that you're not in a deregulated state where there's suppliers that can offer services.
Environmentally friendly clean energy. Thanks so much, Charla Gervers. We'll be right back at the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hold on, Charla. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, everything sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. I think we got a little garbled in the beginning. So, again, I'll just happen to mention that the Sports Doctor is brought to you by Global Schoolwear, Stylish School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, just celebrated their 16th or 17th anniversary. I got to get that right. And UK Health Radio. Across the pond, we've been with them about 7 years, playing replays of our radio show. And again, we want to thank Charla again, talking about that in such an important area of environment, clean energy. And I want to go over again some of the really key points. It's springtime. We got the explosion of so many different sports, so many activities. You know, I've spent once a month with the sports doctors in, which we're going to include at the end of this show, last segment, that I've done for about 6-7 years with British Columbia's Run With It, with Christine Blanger, who's a frequent guest on the Sports Doctor. And we did a segment this couple of weeks ago, and again, it was all about getting ready for the spring season, whether it was for running, outdoor activities, pickleball, etc. And I thought we would talk about that as well as getting into the nitty-gritty with what we were really, really trying to make into, again, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Hashtag A Sports Parents. Co-authored with the national team beach volleyball champion and coach, Sharky Zartman, is teaching, I think, still. In some worlds of kinesiology in college on the West Coast. And again, what we wanted to do was bring four sections to everybody's attention. You know, just 2 days ago was a feature article about a parent or a coach screaming about 10-year-olds playing 8 games in 4 days of baseball, something like that. You know, and it never ends. Everybody, when we talk about youth sports, we know what a big business it is. Sometime soon, the long time, probably maybe 5 years or so, documentary with Joel Franco called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. And again, I've had him on a dozen times on the radio, following the progress of putting together that documentary, all again about these particular challenges of overkill, of overuse. And one of the big reasons that Sharky and I co-authored the book was the reality that there's an epidemic of overuse problems, let alone weekend warriors or seniors. But definitely in youth sports. And sometimes the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure's on. The pressure to play when you're hurt, the pressure to take over the counter medicines, the Advils, the ibuprofens, et cetera, in order to somehow stay in the game. The pressure to sometimes ignore and lie about trauma involving concussions because you don't want to be taken out, et cetera, et cetera. So the four sections of Hashtag Hey Sports Parents are the first section, which is Sports Parenting 101. Again, this is Sharky's section talking about everything from the real values of playing sports for kids, the pitfalls, concerns, the challenges, finding the best program for your child. What's your role as a parent? How to coach your own kids? Fact and nutrition really is your responsibility when it comes to your son or daughter in sports. The college recruiting game, what parents need to know. Stress management for sports parents, you know, and that's before the explosion of gambling, social media, the explosion of the transfer portal, and the paying of college players. It's nuts. It's the Wild West, and we're going to talk more about that. But again, I want to give you the sections. The Sports Doctor's In with yours truly is section two. Again, keeping your child safe, prevention of injuries, and we do talk about overuse. We also talk about repetitive motion injuries, especially, and I have a separate chapter on this, is when we're talking specialization very early, that 10, 11-year-old figure skater or gymnast or tennis or soccer player. Now, everybody in sports medicine, folks, the doctors, specialists, athletic trainers, coaches, everybody knows we would like children to grow up playing multiple sports. We want them to use different parts of the body. We want them to have different challenges, different teammates, different perceptions, one sport or another. And that's great, unless your kid's a gymnast or a figure skater. In my specialty, excuse me, the world of figure skating, I'm going to brag. We just celebrated our latest gold medalist, Danny O'Shea, the pairs gold medalist with the United States figure skating team. He must have been 13 years old. We put orthotics in his skates, and he just turned 35. We were celebrating the 16th year of Evan Lysacek, who also was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. But in 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist. And the what a ride that was. So, again, the world of preventing injuries and, when indicated, enhancing performance. The challenge of drugs in youth sports, I'm not talking about performance-enhancing drugs. I'm talking about over-the-counter painkillers, anti-inflammatories. We are plagued with this in adolescent sports. It shocks people to know in this overuse world that a percentage of Tommy John surgeries are teenagers. Shocking to lots of parents. And there were coaches who realized, you know, how could this be? Again, weather permitting, baseball year-round, pitching year-round, overdoing it. Too much jumping, again, whatever it happens to be, in for instance, figure skating. Every step you take walking, you generate about 50% of your weight up your legs, hips, knees, spine. You start doing double and triple jumps, you could double and triple those forces at least. We talk about in the Sports Doctors Inn the important topic of choosing the best shoes for your son or daughter and their sport. We make a big deal out of that you want to stick with a brand and that you want your son or daughter fit properly. Shocks a lot of people that maybe 40% of the population, including adults, are not fit properly. Hey, I ordered the shoes online. I picked them up at a fast clothing place. You can't go wrong being fit properly. Usually a good walking shoe store, running shoe store, they really, really know what they're doing when it comes to, and width sizing's a big deal. So is depth. We talk a lot, again, about that less is not necessarily better. With all the hoopla, one of my feature articles in the past, and everybody, by the way, can check out some past articles and other things if they want to go to thesportsdoctorradio.com, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Find out all about everything from the National Fitness Hall of Fame to, again, some excerpts in the book, et cetera. We talk about foot mechanics and orthotics. Orthotics is mainly what I'm involved with. Again, whether it's the top skater in the country or it is their grandmother, whether it's a senior citizen and we're trying to prevent falling, or whether it's young toddlers who inherited the same flat foot or the same in-toeing concerns, toe-walking as their siblings or parents. It's important to understand that foot type is often inherited. My surgical career, I'll give you an example. The 75-year-old grandma, bunion surgery and hammer toes. Her 45-year-old daughter, hammer toes, bunion surgery. Her 15-year-old starting to develop the symptoms because of the foot changing, because of the mechanics. Now, we don't have a time machine yet. So we can't tell if we interceded with orthotics earlier and earlier whether we can make a difference. I can tell you subjectively, over 40 years or longer, that we stayed out of a lot of trouble, and orthotics made a huge difference in the development of some of these imbalances, subjectively, symptom-wise. And many times we'll see the pediatrician is famous. They'll grow out of it. No, they won't grow out of it. Inherit that excessive pronation. We talk again about pronation, supination. We define it. They are normal motions of the foot ankle. but they are triplane motions, three directions simultaneously. Pronation involves shock absorption when your heel hits the ground and loosening up the foot. Adapt to the surface. Think about you're walking on the grass barefoot. Your leg rotates inward, and when you go to bear weight, ideally that changes as your body becomes a spring-like, almost lever mechanism to push you off. When the timing of that is off, all sorts of problems can be involved in that regard. Plantar fasciitis, which is the most common thing we see in active people, is also fairly common in kids. Excessive stretching, inflammation of the arch and heel. I talk about the prodigy sports. I have a chapter where I'm talking about, again, kids who are specializing, needing to pay specialists. Think of a tennis player swinging a racket 1,000 times a week. The late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida, I spent 40 years with this guy. He saw the best athletes in the world who came to him. He's at rehab something. Or to be a step or two quicker. He had such a respect for the role of the foot. This is why we spent all those years together. And the idea of specializing with special attention, the idea of paying special attention for this boy or girl regarding their rest and recovery, regarding what they were doing, maybe a great home program, trying to do. Guida would talk about strengthening the stabilizers, strengthening the opposites. Again, the guy who's throwing the football, Jim McMahon. I'm going to talk more about this in the next segment on the Sports Doctor. And by the way, if people have a question that sometimes we'll answer with emails in the last segment, they can go to send an email, drryl, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Again, the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. We'll talk more about the rest of the sections of the book when we come back. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. We were talking about the second section of Hashtag A Sports Parents, the book, which is an essential guide for parents of kids in sports, about those prodigy sports. So if your son or daughter, and again, you could fight with them all day, if this is what they love, their particular individual sport, then be supportive as best you can. We might see that we can really, really have some excellent advice and specialization. I talk about some universal exercises for all sports, youth sports, regardless of the children's age or their level or their sport. Two exercise concepts we want to add. One, strengthen feet and ankles. It's a big deal. And it can make such a difference in staying out of trouble with foot, ankle, lower leg, ankle, the most commonly problem area in sports. Every time you change direction, you come down from a rebound, you start running foot, ankle. Learn how. If you don't know, go to some physical therapist, your athletic trainer. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. So are tilt boards. Because the second exercise concept, we want to work on balance. You walked into Bob Guida's clinic all those years ago. Everybody was on a mini trampoline, balancing on different areas, doing tilt boards. Every time you create in balance, you turn on all the stabilizers of the body. Bob would call them the brakes. Think about it, coming down, changing direction, all those systems that depend on slowing down and stabilization of these systems. You want to include those exercises. I mentioned again, hey, sports parents, what about tackle football? There's no safe tackle football, everybody. Period. There is no safe tackle football. You have to accept those challenges, and definitely we have some experts in the next section who are talking about that, where I do talk about the experts speaking out. Robert Andrews, a mental trainer from the Institute of Sports Performance with the power triangle that he talks about. Katie Davis, a sports nutrition, talks about creating a solid fueling plan at a young age. When you use the term fueling, it's a heck of a lot more acceptable than diet. And you can't turn on TV for 5 minutes without a diet plan or, again, my next topic, Denise McDermott, adult child psychiatrist, her topic, youth athletics as mind medicine for life. She talks about the challenge of social media and this whole situation, overzealous parents, overzealous coaches, and the concern that so many have about that area. Holly Benjamin, pediatric sports medicine, really gets into concussions in youth sports, what parents need to know. Ian Goldberg, founder and CEO of iSports 360. He's moved on to a different area, but the behavior of overzealous sports parents on the sidelines is what he talks about, whether it's in the previous group or not. Dr. Dave Epperson, The 7 Habits of Savvy Sports Parents. Melissa Orth, who, gosh, her whole career in gymnastics, we had her in orthotics her whole adolescence. Do you think you could help your child become a better athlete? That whole idea, the physical side of training. Janice Meredith, great sports parents, that whole area, certified life coach for sports parents. Dr. Horowitz, chiropractic physician for the Olympics. Again, the whole area of youth sports safety. The last section is parents' perspectives. And by the way, every expert or parent were either a guest of mine on the Sports Doctor or they were a patient or parents. Kurt Mango, the author of Becoming a True Champion. Kurt, the dad of a college soccer and volleyball player, was a champion, NCAA gymnastics champion. He shares his perspective. Being a sports parent, what does it take? Kat Diaz, the author of Get Your Goddess On, the second mom of Brant Moles, world extreme ski champion, talking about what that was like, those challenges, sports parents. Nancy Ryan, parent of Chloe. Chloe was 8 years old. We put orthotics in her skates. I think she just graduated law school. She was a national solo ice champion. And Nancy, again, shared her 2 cents. Timmer Halligan was a great tennis player in college, high school, and he coached so many young tennis champions. And he was the dad of two highly ranked tennis daughters in different areas. Shares, again, his perspectives. And Sharky, a former national team volleyball athlete, mother of two Division I volleyball players. She chimes in again as a sports parent, besides doing the first section, being a sports parenting, 101. Again, the business side of youth sports, funny story. When I first met, again, Joe Franco, who is the creator of the Where Our Children Play documentary, whatever it was, 5, 6 years ago, And he made a big point to say, you know, youth sports is a $15 billion a year business. And I'd have him on the radio a couple times a year as we were developing. I did a few interviews with, again, the Reese participants, various participants in putting their 2 cents in the development of the documentary. And over the years, he'd say, hey, you know, it's a $20 billion a year business. And, gee, you know, it's a $30, $40 billion a year. I don't know what figure he put. I think the last time he was on the radio, he said it was pushing $100 billion as far as what the business of traveling teams. A couple of weeks, I have on one of our favorite guests, the money doctor, Francis Rain, talking about these financial challenges and what it takes for some of these families, when you think about it. And I want to close this particular section again with the late, great sports psychologist, Jim Vickery, who spent 4 or 5 years with me on the radio at the great College of DuPage and WKDC, the famous jazz blues station. And the sports doctor, I think, came on after the lawnmower show. I got to check that out. 20 years we spent. College of Page. He spent a few years with me. And again, as a sports psychologist, where he worked with Northwestern University, he worked with the Chicago White Sox, he worked with other different organizations, he worked with the challenges in the prison environment. And he had would talk about that in the 80s into the 90s of not being able to use the word psychology. Scared people away, like, what do you think's wrong with me? What do you think's wrong with my son or daughter? He was a performance enhancement consultant. And he talked about so many different things. He had some bullet points for sports parents that we want to talk about. Number one was don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing your son or daughter's performance in the car on the way home. Be supportive, be positive. Do not be a critic. Number two, be a good listener. Is your son and daughter enjoying the experience? Are parts of their body hurting? How's their relationship with their teammates and or coaches? Don't be a lecturer. Be a good listener. And number three was enjoy the experience. Before you know it, it's over. The time flies by. Be a positive fan and influence. And again, doing the two things everybody cares about, everybody. Number one, prevent problems and injuries. Number two, enhance performance. And we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors in final segment, everybody.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob Wisdom to the mix, and we answer a few emails as best we can. We've got some great guests coming up next week. Melissa Balazan is a radio TV host. She's a pharmacist, and she pays big attention to women's health, health and wellness, all areas of the challenges today of the pharmacy world, which are huge. So we're looking forward to Melissa joining us. And then Alan Lycra, is he the happiness guru, this guy with his podcast? I was a guest on his podcast a few weeks ago, and he is a best-selling author, TV, and radio host. And so we're going to get into it with Alan next week. The following week, we're going to be talking to the money doctor, Francis Rahan, the financial side of everything sports medicine is such a big deal, whether it is parents trying to deal with, prepare for traveling teams and club teams and scholarships and all of these things, even in today's crazy world of the paying athletes and sports betting, which is nuts. And then Becca Trion, exercise and fitness specialist, will be joining us talking about gait analysis, gait positive changes, and strengthening lower extremity. The what's the wisdom for today? Oh, yes, the mental game that we talked about in the segments about the book. I wanted to stress, again, rest and relaxation, R&R. Everybody's so stressed out. There's so much pressure, social media, post-pandemic. So we want people to understand, and the late, great Dr. Vickery made a big deal out of it, which was the fact that you can train your mental awareness, your mental stability. You know, there's so much emphasis today on health and wellness, functional medicine, lifestyle medicine, biohacking, which was heard of. We've had some experts on. The Lollies that are creators of the biohacking media, talking about, again, lifestyle medicine, not the American system of treating symptoms. That's good for 12 hours, it's good for 24 hours, and let me give you the side effects, to functional medicine, which is much more individualized, subjective, personal, what I call the new medicine is included big time in this. The new medicine, number one, eat smarter. Pay attention to your nutrition, to your particular history, and your lifestyle when it comes to food and eating. Eat smarter. We could talk all day about it. Number two, we could also talk all day about, keep moving. Find something you really enjoy. It's hard to beat walking, walking with the family. It doesn't have to be the only thing you do. It's just the idea of how important moving is more than ever. With all my emphasis on type 2 juvenile diabetes, this nightmare over the past few decades where adult onset type 2 diabetes had to change the name because of the explosion of all these kids, the importance of exercise is key. So keep moving. Again, in the new medicine, you could be going to the gym, you could be a jogger, you could be doing Pilates, yoga, all sorts of choices. Number three, you've got to find ways of reducing stress. You need to include rest and recovery. This was such a big deal in the youth sports world where we had these kids maybe skating 10 days a week, figuratively, and just, or the young baseball pitcher down in the southern state throwing too many innings, much too often, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're running into all sorts of concerns mentally and physically. this is a big deal when we're talking about reducing stress. I am a big fan of meditation. I'm a big fan of, we call it mindfulness, which is somehow be here, be present, pay attention to the importance of this. So again, in the new medicine, it's eat smarter, it's keep moving, it's learn how to reduce stress. Angie says, you talk about in the book about those two exercise systems for kids. You mentioned seniors. I'm glad, Angie, we're using your email. Perfect timing. Yes, strengthening feet and ankles and working balance is a big deal for seniors and super seniors. Such a big amount of attention to preventing falling, to enhancing balance. Again, the late, great Bob Guida, he called it, we called it, instability training. Create instability, balancing on a BOSU, standing on tilt boards, learning how to do everything from as simple as standing on one foot to various kinds of exercises. A colleague of mine with the vestibular training, the master figure skating coach, Sheila Thielen, is talking about the vestibular system, balance, balance, and the idea of including those exercises in your program. Rubber bands are a great way. You can be a superstar, and rubber bands will challenge you with your feet and ankles or lower or upper extremities. And you can be a 9-year-old skater, rubber bands, to learn how to include them. So again, the new medicine, you want to pay attention. 30 seconds, he says it too. Again, is the new medicine holistic? It is and it isn't. It includes Eastern and Western. Complementary medicine. I want to thank our friends at T1. That one. Branding and podcasting. Thank our friends at BBS Radio. See you next week, everybody. Stay safe. Sports Doctors.